Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Rounded out to first. His first time up, they play him to pull infield and outfield. And he pulls one into right center. Back at the track.
Two-run homer last night to kind of get things going for the World Series. A different look at the World Series this time around. Joined by Steve Futterman from CBS News to talk a little bit about this because he's been covering this. Hey, Steve, thanks for your time here on WCCO. Kind of an interesting experience, wasn't it? Being in a less than sold-out stadium there in Arlington and you know, with people all wearing masks.
That's right, and it was the most historic aspect of it was the fact that it was a neutral site. I mean, in the long history of the World Series, I think this is the 116th World Series. It's never taken place at a neutral site. Obviously, we know the reason it's taking place at a neutral site this year because of COVID-19. Easier to put the two teams in a protective bubble that was already the outline of a bubble was already established, so they were able to just put the team in. The Dodgers were staying here already, and then obviously the Rays came from San Diego, so they replaced the Atlanta Braves. So that's the reason they're having it in one city, all seven games taking place here. But like I said, never had taken place before. You mentioned the fact about the limited number of fans. This is a brand new stadium this year, holding around 40,000 fans capacity. Only around 11,000 fans were allowed inside. Everyone was required to wear a mask, and pretty much everyone was following it.
I had some friends of mine who were in the area. They went to one of the National League Championship games in that series, and they were, you know, they had to wear masks while they were in their seats and moving about in the stadium. And I was wondering how closely they were enforcing that. And they told me very close, that if somebody was to take it down for something other than eating or drinking, that they would be told to put it back in place, Steve.
The enforcement last night, maybe that's because everyone was following the rules. You know, I think the people coming to the games, you don't have anyone who's trying to make a political statement by saying, I can do what I want. None of these situations you see these examples on YouTube with someone just refusing to wear a mask at a Costco or a Walmart. Don't think anyone's coming to the game to do that. They're there to watch baseball. No one likes wearing a mask. I don't like wearing a mask. It's a bit uncomfortable, cumbersome, but you know why you're doing it. And I think everyone had the right spirit last night. I saw, like I said, didn't really see anyone not wearing a mask last night. And, of course, people keeping their social distancing from other groups of fans. You know, you can sit next to people that you come to the game with, but you're not going to sit next to other people who you don't know.
You mentioned this at the beginning, the historical aspect of this being played in a neutral site. Do you get the sense that the fans that were there were cheering for anything and everything that was going on?
I did sense, actually, there were more Dodger fans who've come from L.A. You know, they were playing here already, so maybe the fans who were here for the National League Championship Series just stuck around. Obviously, when the team's in the World Series, you do have fans that will travel to the opposing ballparks when you have the back and forth. And I found, obviously, more L.A. fans last night than Tampa Bay fans. Of course, L.A.'s baseball fan base is quite large. The Dodgers draw tremendous crowds every single year, over 3 million every single year. The Rays have had some struggles, obviously, in Tampa Bay. But so I think the Dodger base is a bit more established, and that's why you might have more Dodger fans here in the Dallas area than you have Tampa Bay fans right now.
Do you find yourself getting into it in spite of the fact that, it's a neutral site? Or are you one fan, more of one fan than another here, whether it be Tampa or the Dodgers, Steve?
Yeah, I'm a big Dodger fan, so I'd like to see Tampa Bay win. But, I cover these things, and you sort of separate yourself from the actual moment. There were a couple exciting moments last night where the Rays were attempting to come back. The Dodgers jumped out this really quick lead. I think it was 6-1 after four innings, and Tampa Bay never really was in the game. But there was one point, I think, in the seventh where L.A. Mm-hmm. was in front 8-1. The Rays had cut it to 8-3 and had a couple runners on base. Then there was just a line drive up the middle that one of the Dodgers just stabbed and turned into a double play. At that point, I was sort of getting into the game. It was exciting. Obviously, you do hear the murmur from the 11,000 fans. They are piping in some additional sound, and they admit that. They even have it on the scoreboard ahead of time that they will be piping in some additional sound over the PA system. So it does get exciting at certain points in the game, and obviously, if you were a Dodger fan last night, you found this a very exciting game.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Steve, thank you so much for the visit this morning, trying to set the scene for us a little bit at the stadium at Arlington. You have a great day and enjoy the rest of the series.
To the Twins next year. Maybe the Twins will make it back to the series.
Okay, we'll hope so.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.